This Thursday, the University of South Florida is going to be holding a lively discussion of the legal status of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender rights in the United States, an event called Gay Landslide Victories for Human Rights. The keynote speaker will be gay rights activist, Houston lawyer, and USF alum Mitchell Kateen. Mitchell was one of the lead counsels in a 2003 case, Lawrence v. Texas, where a ruling came that made same-sex sexual activity legal nationwide. Mitchell, in the 10 or 11 years since this ruling, how do you think things have changed and how do you see them continuing to change?
Prior to the ruling in 2003, gay and lesbian people were considered criminals in 13 states, including Texas. When the Supreme Court issued its decision in Lawrence versus Texas, the Supreme Court said that gay and lesbian people have the right to dignity and the right to self-determination in their own relationships. That cleared the way for what has been going on the last 10 years up to the Windsor decision. And it's been tremendous. The name of the program Thursday night is The Gay Landslide, and it truly has been. There are now 32 states. I'm going to say that again. 32 states where gay and lesbian people can get married in this country. That's amazing. We've come so much further than I ever thought we would after the Lawrence decision. I'm going to be talking about that along with the other panelists on Thursday night about how we got here, what's going on, and when is the Supreme Court going to finally make its decision declaring gay marriage legal coast to coast in this country?
Well, now you mentioned 32 states there where gay and lesbian people are allowed to marry. You're coming to one of the states where it's not legal yet. So,
that is true. Texas and Florida are both two states where you can't get married if you're of the same sex, but both states have appeals that are going up to the federal courts of appeal. In Florida, it's very interesting because there was a Florida federal judge that declared the Florida ban on same-sex marriage to be unconstitutional, and that's currently pending in the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, except that the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals just recently postponed the briefing until November 14th for the specific purpose to let the election occur due to the governor's race and the attorney general's race, because the outcome of those two races could determine whether Florida is going to continue with the appeal or whether they're going to permit gay and lesbian people to get married in Florida. So Florida has a very interesting both legal and political component to this matter, which we'll be discussing on Thursday night.
Now, one of the phrases here, though, that you mentioned is the gay landslide. Most of the time, people associate landslide with the idea of an election and election results. In a lot of these cases, these are decisions being made, however, by courts. Does it make it any less, obviously not legal, but does it make it any less accepted because it's not being voted on, it's instead being, you know, ruled on?
Well, what's an interesting fact is that most of these court decisions are being handed down by conservative, Republican-appointed judges. And if anybody would have told me that these conservative Republican judges were going to be ruling in favor of gay marriage, I would have told them they were crazy. But because of the Supreme Court, and quite frankly, because of how far our country has come, a majority of Americans now are in favor of marriage equality, and that's reflected in these decisions. The United States Supreme Court recently declined to hear a whole bunch of cases that were pending before it, which by that decision, it then went to the underlying decision, which was in favor of gay marriage. So the Supreme Court is letting the country percolate, so to speak, and get used to this idea of gay marriage before they come in and they clean up the few remaining states, which will probably be Texas. It might be Florida as well.
When do you think this is going to happen? When do you see a decision coming? Obviously, you can't predict what the Supreme Court is going to do, but if you had to make a guess.
You know, I was saying that the Supreme Court was going to make a decision next year, but since they declined these cases, unfortunately, I think it's going to be 2016. But by then, you're going to have these circuit courts, the Florida case, the Texas case, the Fifth Circuit, the Eleventh Circuit. We're going to get some more decisions, but they're all, what's amazing is all of these decisions are coming down in favor of gay marriage. Within the next 6 months, you're only going to have a few states left that don't have gay marriage. So it's really going to be a final push to the Supreme Court to just clean up the last remaining states.
You mentioned politics a little earlier. We've seen, particularly on the conservative side, the right side, the idea that they've pulled back maybe from gay marriage being one of those, you know, hot button issues that they push during an election cycle. Do you foresee a day, maybe even in 2016 with the presidential election, where this issue may come up again? I mean, obviously they can't reverse it, but, you know, does it remain a hot button topic even after a ruling comes in?
Well, I think it remains a hot button topic in a very small group of very conservative people. For most people, including conservative Republican people who are in favor of marriage generally, they really understand now, because 32 states allow gay marriage, that issue is over, that we're not going to be fighting about this anymore, and they really don't want to make it an issue because most people, conservatives and liberals, understand and have grown to know and respect gay people and know that they can be good citizens and good parents. My partner and I of 15 years have two children. We've adopted them, and they're both 12 years old. I mean, that's not that shocking or surprising anymore, and I think the public has accepted that, and it's not that big of a deal anymore. I think immigration is a much hotter topic right now, and I think that's where the politicians are going to focus and leave gay marriage alone.
And who should attend Thursday night's event?
Well, I think people who are as surprised as I am, and I've been a gay activist and a lawyer for 30 years, for people who want to hear the history of how we got here and also where we're going and what the impact is on the rights for gay and lesbian people, they should come to this.
Attorney Mitchell Kateen, he will be speaking at Gay Landslide, Victories for Human Rights, Four Decades of Progress. And following that, there'll be a panel discussion featuring Hillsborough County Commissioner Kevin Beckner and USF Associate Professor Sarah Crawley. The event takes place starting at 5:30 this Thursday, October 30th, at the USF Library on the Tampa campus. Mitchell, thank you very much for joining us on WUSF.
My pleasure.